بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last week we discussed from the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib is the answer of all du'as and supplication. Inshallah. This week we intend discussing two of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Wasi'u and Al-Hakimu. Al-Wasi'u is translated as the all-encompassing. So this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses every single thing. So that is al-wasi'. Some of the ulama have explained it. What is al-wasi'? Or al-wasi'? The all-encompassing being al-wasi' al-ghani, huwa al-ghani. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most independent, such independence that His mercies encompass all of the needs of His creation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kursi encompasses everything. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses every single thing. There is nothing in this world that is beyond the knowledge and the hukam and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have explained it as al-wasi' is al-kathir maqduratuhu wa ma'lumatuhu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that everything is within the qudrat and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is within the infinite and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar Thani, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say, Allahumma, in lam akun ahlan an ablugha rahmatak, fa inna rahmataka ahlun an tablughani. O my Allah, if I am not deserving of reaching your mercy, most definitely your mercy is deserving of reaching me. Why? Because you have said in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَا شَيْءٌ, that your rahmah encompasses everything. Ya Allah, I am also something. فَيَسَعُنِي رَحْمَتُكَ, so let your mercy also encompass me. So such beautiful dua. You say, see, O my Allah, I may not be a worthy recipient of your mercy, but your mercy encompasses everything, and I'm also something. So your mercies are deserving of even coming to me, although I'm not worthy of it. So that is al-wasi', the qudrat of Allah, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompass every single thing, every single of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the ulama have explained that if any person desires self-sufficiency, then he should recite this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ya wasi'u, excessively, ya wasi'u, then a person will gain self-sufficiency, whether it be material or whether it be spiritual. In whichever aspect, if a person has to recite this, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person self-sufficient. So the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompass everything, and the lesson that we take from this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses every single thing, number one. Every one of us, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompass everything. There is not even a second or a minute second also, even a fraction of a second, that the person can say that he is not in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for a second, if we are not being showered with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person is in the adab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us, for us to punish someone, we have to do something. If we need to punish someone, example, you want to punish your child, then you'll have to maybe hit him or do something to him or lock him up or whatever the case be. But the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to do anything. He just has to stop doing what he is doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this oxygen for free to breathe, he just has to stop that, the conversion of oxygen, meaning what the plants are breathing in, what we are breathing in, just change that, then that's the end of man. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-encompassing mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, the next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, the most wise. So this refers to every single action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with wisdom, even if we may not understanding, but there is wisdom. Al-Hakim, Allama ibn Kathir rahimullah has explained, Al-Hakim fi af'alihi wa aqwalihi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise in all of his doings. Every single of the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are filled with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if we may not be able to understand, but there is wisdom. Sometimes we don't realize that every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a reason for its creation in the system. There is a reason for it. Maybe a person may ask, Mawlana, why has Allah created snakes? Snakes are so dangerous, poisonous, venomous. But their creation also, there is some hikmat and wisdom. We may not understand it, but if we research, we may find something. So everything, there is wisdom in the creation of every single of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Razi rahimullah very beautifully explains under the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. He says that there was a very pious person who had narrated to him an incident. And this pious person told him that once he was on the river banks and he saw a scorpion hastily passing and going in a direction towards the water. So he was curious. This pious man looked at the scorpion and he said, scorpion, dangerous, why Allah created it? But he saw the scorpion with a mission going in a direction, so he decided to follow that scorpion, as if maybe it was following something, it's in an attack, or whatever it was going for, some, maybe running to shelter. So he follows the scorpion and the scorpion comes right to the river bank. So he says, and now what? What is the scorpion going to do? Then he looks at the scorpion and he sees there's a movement in the water. there is a tortoise. The tortoise comes, the scorpion jumps on the back of the tortoise. The tortoise goes across the banks. So he's following this. He also crosses the river, goes to the other side, and he sees there's a man that is sleeping under the tree. So he follows. He sees the scorpion jumps off the back of the tortoise, goes on to land, and it's heading in the direction of the man who's sleeping under the tree. So he said, before it attacks that man, for no valid reason, this man is having a good sleep under this tree. So he decided to attack the scorpion. Then he saw that there was a snake that just had risen itself, about to pounce on the man. So he said, but what's happening now? Double attack. Then he saw the scorpion. It may seem like a fairy tale, but this comes in the tafsir kitabs. So the scorpion jumps onto the snake and kills the snake. And it's waiting to make sure that the snake is dead. The man in that entire episode, he heard some movements on the ground, so he woke up. So he saw that the snake is dead, but the scorpion is alive. He thought that the scorpion is coming to attack him. So he picked up his shoes and he's about to kill the scorpion. And this pious man said, no, no, don't do it. So he held back. He said, but why don't kill it? So he says, no, hold on. This was your savior. The scorpion came to protect you. What actually happened was, I was on the other side of the riverbank. I'm not even from this side. And I followed that scorpion that came to kill the snake that was about to pounce onto you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that scorpion. Then I realized that there is a wisdom in the creation of every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you may think, oh my Allah, I make dua to you, my duas are not accepted. In the hadith it comes, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, when a person goes to Akhirat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the banda, he say, oh my servant, on certain day, you asked of me something, I did not give it to you. But this is the recompensation for that now. This is the recompensation. I didn't answer your du'as. This is the reward for not answering your du'as. So you say, Ya Allah, that's the reward for not answering my du'as. So why did you answer my du'as in other situations? Meaning he'll tell Allah, oh my Allah, why did you even answer my du'as if this is the payment for the du'as that were not answered? You shouldn't have answered any of my du'as. But that is insan. In this world we make du'a, we ask in of Allah, we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking of Allah for something. And then when we don't get it, we realize now what's happening, why my du'as are not getting accepted, what's the problem, maybe I'm not mustajabu da'wat, what's wrong with me? When we go to Akhirat and we'll see the reward of it, we would have desired that none of our du'as were accepted. There was a king, famous incident, must have heard of it, that there is wisdom in everything. Very appropriate incident. There was a king who had a majzub. Majzub is a person who is soaking with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person, he had open permission to go into the presence of the king. And one of his dhikrs on his tongue was Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every condition. He used to say this a lot. So one day, the king decided to go in a journey. So he asked this man to accompany him. So this man was accompanying him, this majzub, this Allah wala, who used to say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. As they're traveling, the king asks for an apple, gets the knife, and he's cutting the apple into pieces. By mistake, he cut his finger. So when the king cut his finger, this buzrug said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. He says, see, hold on, you said Alhamdulillah in the wrong place. You don't understand the meaning of this dua. So he got very upset with him. He told some of his guards, take him back to the city and imprison this man. So this buzrug said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. He says, five bob shot. Cut my finger, he said, Alhamdulillah. He must go to prison, still Alhamdulillah. He carries on the journey. Then suddenly, the king and his entourage, they are surrounded and accosted by some cannibals. But these cannibals are very particular about who they eat and what they eat. So they caught this king and his group and his caravan of people, and they started searching every single person. The king is one side, everyone else, they kept them and they take them away. King, you go back. See, what happened? He said, no, you got a cut finger. We're not too sure whether there's any bacteria or any fungus that has set in. You go back home. So this king comes back. Immediately he goes to the prison. He meets this buzruk. He said, this is what happened. He said, you see, when you cut your finger, you didn't realize what was the hikmat and the wisdom of it until you met the cannibals. When you took me and you said, send the command, I must go to jail, I said, alhamdulillah, imagine if I was there, they would have eaten me up also. So there is khair and goodness in every of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything there is hikmat. Shaykh Ali Tantawi rahimullah, pious person amongst the Hanafi scholars, very high ranking jurist, till today ulama use his kitabs in the madrasa, in teaching also. So Shaykh Ali Tantawi rahimullah says that he, while one of his friends mentioned the incident to him. So he says that while I was staying in Riyadh, this friend, this pious, this friend of his says, I was staying in Riyadh, my neighbor was a Syrian. So this Syrian person was staying with his mother. He took permission one of the holidays. He told his mother that he's going back to Syria, but he'll be back. Mother told him, no, don't leave me alone. You just stay with me. So he says, no, I have to go. Whatever was the case, he wanted to go. Mother told him, don't go, just stay with me, don't leave me alone. So at night, he already went to the airport, checked in his luggage, because he was very close to the airport. He left his luggage, checked it in, and he came back home. So he told his mother, please wake me up. Mother didn't want him to go, so the mother deliberately didn't wake him up. By the time he woke up, he realized there's 45 minutes to departure. So if he gets a taxi, the moment he leaves the house, possibilities he'll get the flight. So he got into a taxi, he told the taxi driver, see, I'll pay you 3 times the amount that is your normal fare. I'll pay you 3 times. You just make sure you drive as fast as possible. I need to get to the airport. So this taxi driver also was driving crazily, took him right to the airport. So he came and he saw, okay, there's 15 minutes left for takeoff. So he went into the waiting area. He went onto one of the benches and the seats. He was very tired and exhausted. He says, let me catch a 40 winks. I'll wake up just now. That 40 winks, we don't know what he changed into, but they announced and the plane took off. By the time he woke up, he saw that this plane is gone. The next flight now, those days we're talking about, is only going to be next week. So he comes back home. Mother says, what happened now? So he says, no, this is what happened. So he was very upset. You didn't wake me up. You knew about it. And 2 days later, the information came, very upset. 2 days later, the information came that that flight had crashed. That flight that took off, that flight had crashed. Then he told his mother, Mother, Jazakallah for not waking me up. But now when he missed the flight, he was very upset. So that is Al-Hakim, that there is wisdom in every of the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The easiest thing in life is to resign to the wisdom of Allah. You're planning and you want it to get done and it never gets, it's just not working out your way. There's wisdom in that. I mean, you collected so much to make sure that you buy the certain car. And the moment it's on offer, you go, you put your deposit. And they said, yeah, it's secured. And then they phone you 30 minutes back. Mafman, I didn't realize the other salesperson sold the last one. What you mean? I give you the deposit. You mean there's nothing? Check up in the whole country, not even one left? No, Maf, nothing left at all. Only to realize Allah wanted to give you something better at a later stage. So there is hikmah, there is wisdom in every of the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the lesson that we learn in this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim. And if we have to just do this one exercise, resign to the wisdom of Allah in everything. Sometimes you You tell the family, make sure you are ready at certain time. We have to leave at certain time to avoid the traffic out of Durban at a certain time. So we reach Johannesburg or our destination at a certain time. And it never works out. You're trying whatever it is, it never works out. You'll only realize that all of that delay was in the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You missed some other accident. You missed some other traffic delay or whatever it would have been. But there is some wisdom in it. So the moment we resign to the wisdom of Allah, there wouldn't be stress in life. There wouldn't be any depression in life. You want something, you're not getting it. Now you're depressed. Can't believe it. How come? Why? Doesn't make sense. Now you're depressed. Sometimes when a person does not resign to the wisdom of Allah, then there's stress in life. Person is always on edge. He's in stress. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that the ability that we realize, number one, that we did today, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-encompassing, and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-wise. Every action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are very mubarak nights. It's a reminder for each one of us. These nights, wal fajri, wal ayalin ash. So therefore, let us try our level best, inshallah. Last year we met one person. So this person is a doctor. So doctor is telling me, doctor was fasting. So he said, no, for the last, I don't know how many years of his, he's saying, these 9 days of Zulhijjah, every single day I fast. Every single day I make sure I fast. See, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. What yaqeen. Then eventually, only to realize that he understands the virtue of it. That every day you fast, the reward is of one entire year. Yet to fast 1 year is not easy. But yeah, one year's reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah. These are not normal days. These are very, very, very special days. The chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these nights don't wail away. They want to make sure they're home by Maghrib Salah. Why? So I've got enough time for Ibadat. I've got enough time in the night for Ibadat. Yes, it's a normal working day the next day, no problem. But spend some time, meaning maybe now 8 o'clock we will go home and maybe we sit with the family or whatever we'll read the newspaper or answer the emails or whatever. But these 10 nights, inshallah, let us spend it a little bit differently, inshallah. We cut out some of the extras that we used to do, change that and substitute that with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because ibadat on this night is guaranteed the reward as if a person spent in Laylatul Qadr. Which Laylatul Qadr we have to seek and we have to search for it. Yeah, you guaranteed the reward of it. Obviously it's not the same, but you guaranteed such reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. And make dua for the entire ummah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.